Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you with this beautiful scripture from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, your mind is the battlefield where victory or defeat is decided. That is why Apostle Paul writes, we lead in AMPC version, the Amplified version. He writes, we lead every thought and every purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ. Now, you have a choice. Either you lead your thoughts or your thoughts will lead you, right? Either you take your thoughts captive or your thoughts will take you captive. Now the question is, where do thoughts come from? Everywhere. If you spend quality time with God each day in prayer and the scriptures, your thoughts will be guided by God. If not, your thoughts will be guided by the world around you. You don't have to accept every thought that comes into your head. Instead, you should measure each thought against the standard of Scripture, which calls for obedience to Christ. A practical example is, if someone hurts your feelings, make a decision right then and there that you won't be upset with them for days on end. That only gives Satan an opportunity to plant seeds of bitterness. You can read 2 Corinthians 2:11 for that, right? Instead, you can reject negative thinking and refuse to let it drain you of your peace and joy. The same is true when you are tempted. The best way to conquer a wrong thought is to replace it with the right one. As you renew your mind with God's word each day, your thinking will change and begin to line up with Scripture. Then day by day, godly boundaries around your thoughts will be established and reinforced. These limits will not only keep you out of deception and defeat, but help you to live a more enjoyable and godly life. Amen? So let's practice renewing our mind with the Word of God, and God will bless you abundantly. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before you. We come before your throne of grace. We lay down our crowns before you and we say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory, all honor, all dominion, all power, all authority. Worthy is Jesus. And Lord, today we want to say thank you for your word. Lord, you desire us to lead our mind, to lead our thoughts into the word of God. Direct it. We are the directors of our own life. And Lord, I pray that give us the grace that we will direct our thoughts and harness them. And Lord, direct them and subject them to the word of God. That's what I pray. Give us that grace. Give us that courage. Give us that boldness. And help us to think godly thoughts. Help us to think on your word. Help us to think and practice your word in the name of the Lord. That's what I pray. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them. Be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up our brothers and sisters who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. Even before you could deal with our sins, you dealt with our sicknesses. And we want to say thank you for those stripes on your back through which we have been healed and made whole. And I give you the praise and the glory, honor and the dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a fantabulous weekend. I remind you to go to your church this Sunday, and God bless you. Bye for now.